Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
All right, guys. We're making it through this 30-part series on blue-collar leadership, leading from the front line. And today we're on chapter 25. Chapter 25 is titled, Do More Than Expected. I've been talking about it from the start. Everything I'm teaching you is common sense. But it's not always common practice. When we talk about doing more than expected, it's common sense to understand doing more increases your influence with the decision makers, with the boss, regardless of what level you're at. Doing less decreases your influence. Well, Dick Vermeil said this. He says, never mistake effort and intentions for results. So when we talk about doing more than expected, it needs to be in the area that is expected, right? You just doing more doesn't always count. But do more relative to what is expected. So do more than expected in that same area. So all of what I've been teaching you and these final six chapters that I'm going to be covering, starting today with chapter 25, is about encouraging you and engaging you and empowering you to accept responsibility at a higher level. That's what this whole book is about. So it makes sense that these last six chapters or so really dig into that specifically. I'm assuming you're going to quit listening to the crowd. You're going to quit worrying about all those average people who are trying to keep you average. And I'm assuming you want to go somewhere. You want to do something at a higher level. You got to be able to sometimes stand alone, like I talked about when we talked about the chapter on courage. But you got to go make it happen. In a world where most people are content with just getting by. Those people are going to talk bad about you. They're going to say junk about you. Who cares what those people think? They're not going anywhere. You're welcome to stay with them, but they're not going anywhere. So how do you accept responsibility at a higher level? You do that by embracing the challenge of becoming exceptional. On the front lines, if that's where you're at, and then by moving beyond the front lines, if that's the future you want to create for yourself. But you can also create an amazing life for yourself on the front lines. Life will get better when you do more than is expected. It's not about being a yes man. It's about making something happen. People who make stuff happen have a lot of influence. Your life's going to be better with a lot of influence, regardless of what level you're at. But I can tell you something about people on the front lines because, again, that's where I spent the first 10 years of my career. And then ever since then, I've been supporting those folks. So I meet a lot of them and I hear a lot of them talking. But I'm telling you this, too many people on the front lines wait to be told what to do. That's their way of getting over on the man. I ain't going to do nothing till they tell me to do it. That's what hurts nobody but the person is doing nothing when it comes down to it. Yeah, you may slow up production. You may get paid to do less. People who get paid to do less are not exceptional people. People who do more than they're getting paid to do are exceptional people. And then they go and have an exceptional life. But too many people on the front lines wait to be told what to do. And get this, while often complaining about not liking to be told what to do. It's crazy. I meet so many people who don't like to be told what to do. They can't stand being bossed. Yet they won't take initiative and decide what needs to be done and do it. They're trying to play both sides of the coin at the same time. If you don't want to be told what to do, do it. Make it happen. But they don't feel responsible for deciding what to do next. These folks, you hear them say things like this, that's above my pay grade, or they don't pay me to think. I'm just here to get a check. I'm here to do my eight and hit the gate. I imagine those people, though, they're not listening to this podcast. But the problem is we've all got a little in us. Some of us have more than others. Some grow beyond it. Leave it behind. So the first level of responsibility, above waiting to be told what to do, first thing you do to move beyond that is ask what to do next. When you've completed a task or can no longer do what the boss thinks you are supposed to be doing. Either way, ask, what do I need to do next? That's still playing small, but it's better than just waiting, hiding out, trying to avoid the next thing. If you truly want to step up to the plate, accept more responsibility, and leave from the front lines, move beyond asking what to do next and start recommending what you should do next. Whenever you have the opportunity, think about it. Imagine you're the boss, and you may be a boss. Either way, imagine someone on your team waits to be told what to do. Imagine someone else asks what to do next. Then imagine a third person who's always recommending what to do next. Who's doing the most thinking on the team? Who's the most valuable person on the team? It's common sense. It's the one that's recommending. It's the one that's helping you the most to accomplish the mission. But there's something that happens. When you recommend what to do next or what should be done next, everything changes because you've started thinking at a higher level. And at that moment, instantly, no, you may not get paid more to think more. But if you make a habit out of that over your whole life, and you start recommending to leaders what should be done next, and then you make it happen, you're going to get paid more. You have more options, more influence. Life's going to be better. But what you're actually doing during the process of recommending is learning. Because when you start thinking, you're going to start learning. And you're demonstrating to your boss, your leader, you can think and you're willing to think without being paid or told to think. And you're revealing to the boss, this is what's important, how you think. And playing a bigger role in deciding what you may actually be doing next instead of letting someone else just decide out of the blue who may not have a clue what's actually going on. I want to decide what's next. And you may be overridden, but if I start recommending, I'm going to gain some influence. First thing, that the boss is going to understand how I think. And if I'm thinking right, they're going to just say, yeah, go make it happen. If I'm not thinking right, they're going to interact with me and I'm going to learn how they think and they're going to learn how I think. And one of us or both of us is going to learn more from that conversation. So when I'm recommending, I'm leading. So if you don't like being bossed, start leading. Start recommending. This reminds me when I was, this probably was in 1996, 1997, 1998, somewhere around in there. I was running a manufacturing sale with twin spindle lathes, a gear shaper, vertical milling center, and you know all three of those machines at one time, and load the part in one, move it to the next one, all the way around till it was kind of finished. And my job wasn't programming. But I was always recommending program changes to make the machining process more efficient. So then I got to learn from the programmers how to actually make the changes because they would print out the program. They'd come out to my machine and they would look at what I was looking at. And I had the times already calculated, showing them if we can move this amount of machining over to this side or this operation, the overall process time is going to get less. We're going to be able to produce more each shift. I figured out all that. That was my job. It was not my job. My job was to load parts and push a button. But what could I recommend? I could recommend improvements all the time. And so I learned how to program by recommending programming changes that I didn't know how to make. But I started learning about programming because I was able to interact with the programmers. And the next time a job came open, which was pretty rare, I got the programming job. I got it ahead of people who had been working there longer than me, people who felt like it was owed to them because they had been at work. I felt like it was owed to me because I had learned how to do it before I had to do it. I was already ready to do it and prepared to do it. The other folks, they just wanted to do it. Then they blame me and they blame the people who chose and picked me to promote me into that job. And they got all angry about it. That's what weak, low impact people do. They blame the rest of the world for their issues. So that was just a little story to share with you how I actually started recommending. Just one time out of many in my life. Find something to recommend that's going to improve the process or the situation or the organization and start recommending it. Let the leaders know you ain't afraid of thinking. You ain't afraid of taking responsibility. Start doing what's necessary. Then do what is possible. And suddenly, you're doing the impossible. So get out there and make it happen. And do more than expected. If you're on the way to work when you're listening to this podcast, figure out a way today to do more than expected. Whatever that means to you and your world, make it a habit. Don't worry about getting paid to do it. You'll get paid to do it at some point in your life. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Over-deliver. It's common sense, but it ain't common practice. Hope you have a great day. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit bluecollarleadership.com to learn about Max books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.